Merry Christmas. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Hooray, Emmanuel, God with us. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus today, and I hope today is a day of joy and peace and contemplation and lighting of candles and all the good things. We are just making our way through 2 Corinthians, and we're in chapter 10 today in the Passion Translation. This is what it says. Now, please listen, for I need to address an issue. I'm making this personal appeal to you by the gentleness and self-forgetfulness of Christ. I am the one who is humble and timid when face to face with you, but bold and outspoken when a safe distance away. Now, I plead with you that when I come, don't force me to take a hard line with you, which I'm willing to do, by daring to confront those who mistakenly believe that we are living by the standards of the world, not by the Spirit's wisdom and power. For although we live in the natural realm, we don't wage a military campaign employing human weapons, using manipulation to achieve our aims. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, every thought and insist that it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. Since we are armed with such dynamic weaponry, we stand ready to punish any trace of rebellion as soon as you choose complete obedience. You seem to always be looking at people by their outward appearances. If someone is so confident that he belongs to Christ, he should remind himself of this. We belong to Christ no less than he does. I am not ashamed, even if I've come across as one of who has overstated the authority given us by the Lord. For it is the authority to help build you up, not tear you down. I don't want to seem as though I'm trying to bully you with my letters, for I can imagine some of you saying, his letters are authoritative and stern, but when he's with us, he's not that impressive and he's a poor speaker. Such a person should realize that when we arrive, there will be no difference in the actions we take and the words we write. Of course, we wouldn't dare to put ourselves in the same class or compare ourselves with those who rate themselves so highly. They compare themselves to one another and make up their own standards to measure themselves by. And then they judge themselves by their own standards. What self-delusion. But we are those who choose to limit our boasting to only the measure of the work to which God has appointed us, a measure that, by the way, has reached as far as you. And since you are within our assigned limits, we didn't overstep our boundaries of authority by being the first to announce to you the wonderful news of the Anointed One. We're not trying to take credit for the ministry done by others, going beyond the limits God set for us. Instead, our hope soars as your faith continues to grow, causing a great expansion of our ministry among you. Then we can go and preach the good news in the regions beyond you without trespassing on the ministry sphere of other laborers and what they have already done. For those, the one who boasts must boast in the Lord. So let's be clear. To have the Lord's approval and commendation is of greater value than bragging about oneself. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, help me, help us to boast only in you. To boast in what you have done, to revel and glory in your glory and your fame and your work and your power and all that you've done in our lives. We just stand in awe of you today. And as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the birthday of Jesus Christ, we are reminded that it is of no consequence for us to talk about how great we are, compare ourselves to others, or even compare ourselves to our own standards. What matters is the fact that compared to you, we are hopeless. Compared to you, we are lost in our sin. But you have created a way for us to know you. You have sacrificed yourself for us, that now we can experience the forgiveness of our sins. And one day we will experience that place where every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. Lord, we want your approval and your commendation more than anything else. It's your fame, it's your glory, it's your beauty that we celebrate right now. Your fame, your power. We love you so much. We want your connection. We want to be connected to you and experience your presence. We want to cease from bragging about ourselves and trusting in you. And Lord, I just thank you for this little reminder today about that our weapons and our warfare is not according to this world, but it's according to the Spirit. And so, Lord, for those who are facing a battle right now, even on Christmas Day, would you empower them to speak wisely and kindly, to endure hardship like a faithful soldier, to not speak out angry words, but to withhold their speaking if that's what you're calling them to do. Lord, help us to have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Without these things, we would be lost. We need your fruits of your Spirit, and so we ask for them today, particularly on Christmas Day. We love you. We worship you with everything inside of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming to earth. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you, and I just believe God has good things in store for you in 2021. And I know it's been a hard year, but I am so proud of you for making it through, and look forward to hearing your testimony of the faithfulness of God.